see a big, huge square of green. Looks like it's up on the ceiling. Some going through. It's some type of corridor or it's coming down. It's real heavy. And the green represents healing. Encompassed all of the tunnel right now with green. It's kind of hard to breathe. I bid you glad tidings as I come forth through the ether of the Hebron at this time. I am Gabriel, and I have been selected to come forth and speak to you, as this selection was made far before you were born, reborn upon this planet. I come at this time to speak to you of the rays of Michael and the energies that are transmitted upon the earth. And all these energies, I must say to you, are being transmitted in a healing capacity. For every ray of the emissions of Michael comes forth in love and comes forth in righteousness and comes forth to break the darkness of the negativities that have been created upon the earth. For thusly, Michael comes forth to right the wrongs and to create justice for the Creator. It is I, Gabriel, who have selected to speak of the energies of the green ray and to speak of the healing capacities and healing abilities that have emitted forth from the ethers. It is most important for all mankind to realize that they have within them the great ability to rejuvenate and to heal and to work not only with their own personal energies but also with those of strangers to them. For these are strangers at this time and in prior times. Perhaps they were not, but at this time and in this given time frame, it is now brought forth that this should be to the attention of those who are seeking. It is a process, if you will, in understanding For it is not of the intellect that I speak of. It is not of the academic that I speak of. For it takes neither one of these things to heal. What is in its capacity and the formula of healing is emitting the love energies and being in attunement one with the other. It is essential to keep your mind, body, and soul in harmony. In this harmony creates the harmony of healing and understanding, and also of absorbing another humankind's pain and emotion. It is very similar to that of the sponge as it absorbs and releases. It is most important to keep absorbing and keep releasing. And there are those who have fears of doing so. But I say that if they do not complete their task and do not feel the need of caring, then surely they will dry within themselves similarly to that of the sponge, for it may dry and remain dormant for long periods of time, only to be awakened in future days for the absorption. There rings within each heart and soul a special melody, a special tuning, a special sound. There is created from this sound a rejuvenation of the body. This sound can be brought forth for the feeling by another person, for it will not be one that you hear with human ears. It can be heard only through the heart and through the solar plexus. It can be heard through the soul. It is through this attunement and alignment of the sounds that true healing appears. I speak not only of physical healing, but of healing of the emotions and of the pain that man has suffered upon the earth, be it in this lifetime or in prior lives, be it of karmic nature or be it of cellular nature. It is always the sound that you search for, and it is within this linking of beings that the sound can emit and come to harmony with the earth sounds. For the earth itself contains its own tune, its own sound. It is through the sounds of the earth for the magnetism that is needed, and the sounds of the universe for all that is contained within the universe creates its own sound. And all these things must be in resonant conformancy, one with the other, in harmony, bringing forth this energy for one person to absorb, to in actuality heal another person, or in fact any living creature. It is simple. It is a thought form. It is a knowingness that comes from within. It can be utilized and channeled through certain forces. But I say to you that these forces, if they are lacking in the spiritual energies, these forces will not work. Similarly to that of crystals, and also to that of all medical technology. For medical technology is lacking in the spiritual context. They cannot hear the sound, feel the sound, or emit their own sound. It must have its blending for the creation and the rejuvenation to begin. I am humble to you, and I ask forgiveness if I have confused you. But I say that this formula from the great mathematician has been given in simplicity and is there for all mankind to follow. You must seek the pathway of understanding in your first step, in your first light. And it is through this understanding that the second step will be an understanding of oneself and of accepting oneself and of being, for it is of a simple nature that we speak. And thusly, I say to you, this is not only so upon the earth plane, but in all realms. Simplicity is perfection. Going out, he was doing something to my throat. Had this rose colored, I thought it was a rose at first. You know, it was rose colored, and then it looked kind of like a rag. And he just put it right in there.
How's it feel?
It feels weird. It's hard to breathe. It's kind of... Well, I mean, I can breathe, but it's like I'm not getting enough air. Mm-hmm. Why? There must have been something in there that I needed. I don't know. Or he needed to open up my throat chakra.
That's what I was thinking.
Throat chakra for the channelings.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's what it was about.
And
it was rose-colored love.
The rose.
That rosy, dark rosy, not red, but
mm-hmm.
It's that signifies love. And, of course, that is the healer. Love is the healer.
And that's
the,
right. That's what
it
said.
Yeah. So. Wow.
That one was good. Very good. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Really, a long time.
I don't want to hear it on this one, though.
That
really irritates me.